You're listening to Vatican Radio. Authentic reconciliation between Christians will only be achieved when we can acknowledge each other's gifts and learn from one another with humility. That was Pope Francis's message to representatives of all the different Christian churches gathered in the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls on Wednesday afternoon. The Pope was leading Vespers for the solemnity of the conversion of St. Paul and the close of the annual Week of Prayer for Christian Unity. In his homily, Pope Francis reflected on the theme for this year's Week of Prayer, which is reconciliation, the love of Christ compels us. Reconciliation, he said, is a gift from Christ. Prior to any human effort by believers who strive to overcome their divisions, he said, reconciliation is God's gift, given freely to each one of us. How do we proclaim the gospel of reconciliation today after centuries of division, the Pope asked. St. Paul himself makes clear that reconciliation requires sacrifice and a revolution of our way of living, he said. Just as Jesus laid down his life for us, so we are called to lay down our lives by living no longer for ourselves and our own interests, but living instead for Christ and in Christ. For Christians of every confession, the Pope said, this is an invitation not to be caught up with programs and plans, not to be obsessed with contemporary fashions, but to be focused on the cross where we can discover our program of life. The cross invites us to leave behind all isolation and self-absorption, which prevents us from seeing how the Holy Spirit is at work outside our familiar surroundings. While looking back can be helpful and necessary to purify our memory, Pope Francis said, being fixated on the past and the memory of wrongs done can paralyze us and prevent us from living in the present. The Pope recalled in particular the fact that Catholics and Lutherans are today joining in commemorating the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation, something he described as a remarkable achievement. Greeting especially Metropolitan Gennadios, representing the Ecumenical Patriarchate, and Archbishop David Moxon, representing the Anglican Communion, Pope Francis urged all those present to take advantage of every occasion to pray together, to proclaim together, and to love and serve together, especially those who are the poorest and most neglected in our midst. I'm Philippa Hitchin.